The information superhighway is essentially a non-concept at this point. It's purely political media buzzword. For most people, in fact, I don't think most people know what to think about it because all they've been given is the fluff from the press. And so they think that it's related to the telephone companies and the cable companies and all that, ignoring the fact that what's important is the word information in that. That superhighway is just, it's the wire. And, you know, yes, we want faster wires and we want more of them, but big deal. That will come no matter what happens, government or no government. But I personally cringe when I hear the words information and television in the same sentence. So for me, when I think about the term information superhighway, I think about more in terms of actually what the internet is today. It merely expanded up so that everything is faster and there's more of everything, along with the tools to sort all that out. The problem you run into with the information superhighway also is that no one seems to understand the concept of the internet is two ways, that although most people are probably still consuming the information, a vast quantity of just individuals are providing information too. I mean, I just downloaded something someone whipped together, which is an episode list of, you know, for MASH, the television show. And, you know, that's not the kind of thing you're ever going to find published by a company. That's just something someone's put together because they wanted to. And the information superhighway doesn't appear to have any provision for people who want to be small-time publishers, and I think that's kind of a shame.